You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. I'm Program Director Michael Elves, and coming up is a short segment that I recorded with Minnesota Public Radio The Current's Mark Wheat for Manitoba Minnesota Music Exchange. This is happening every night at 7 p.m., and there is a concert Saturday night here in Winnipeg at Le Garage, 10 p.m., featuring two Minnesota acts and two Manitoba acts. Stick around. I don't want to wake up in the daylight. I just want to be your man. I want to see the world I fell in love with. How it was when we was kids.
So you're listening to the Thursday edition of the Manitoba and Minnesota Music Exchange, where we're exchanging bands from the two communities with my co-host, Michael Elves, program director at UMFM. And Michael, this evening we've gone outside of the Twin Cities music community. I'm really pleased to say we have a band from Winona representing us tonight. The man behind the project is Nick Elstead. He started off doing everything himself and then formed the band around the songs that he'd written for his debut. And he made a really cool video as well that looks as if it's old, patinaed, scratched, but he's featured in it. And he has some terrifically colored balloons featured in it too. And it's all about a road trip. So maybe it's kind of foretelling what's going to happen when he makes that road trip up to Winnipeg. And Sleepin' Jesus will be one of the bands representing Minnesota at tonight's gig at the 7th Street Entry, which is the live part of the Manitoba-Minnesota Music Exchange. We'll be joined by two bands from Manitoba and tomorrow's guest from Minnesota, Zulu Zulu. That's tonight in the 7th Street Entry, and you can check out all the details right there on our website, and you can hear one of the bands from Manitoba who will be there at the entry tonight, right now, because Michael Elves, program director from UMFM, is going to introduce us to tonight's Manitoba band. Michael, who's going to make the trip?
Well, Mark, tonight's band is called Lanikai, and despite being named after Hawaiian Beach, they are certainly Winnipeggers, and this is Marty Sarbit, who is the originally in the band called Imaginary Cities. I think you might have seen them play when they opened for the Pixies for quite a jaunt, maybe about 2-3 years ago when the Pixies reformed. But if you don't know Imaginary Cities, you should definitely look that band up. But now that it's defunct, she has kind of gone off on her own. She's collaborated with a few different people for this EP, most notably Thomas Darcy, who co-wrote the song that we're going to hear called Stay a Little Longer. He's in a band called Small Sins and another band called The Carnations. He's a very busy guy as well. And she ended up on the same label that released Imaginary Cities, Hidden Pony, which is a noted Canadian indie label. So Lanikai with Stay a Little Longer.
There's Lanikai with Stay a Little Longer. I had been wondering whatever became of Marty Sarbit. And, well, I'm supposed to be learning about the Minneapolis bands or the Minnesota bands. I'm learning about the Winnipeg band there, Lanikai. Before that, Sleeping Jesus started off that little segment there. A song called California at Dawn from Minnesota. And you can hear the last of these segments tomorrow on Free Range Radio at 7 o'clock. And, of course, if you want to check out more of them, you just go back to umfm.com. You click on each individual Free Range Radio, and you can download archives of each show after it happens, which is kind of cool. In the interest of fostering a better understanding between our nations, perhaps we'll do a few more of those. Let's do a few more Minnesota bands, and then a few more Winnipeg bands. Do our own little cross-cultural exchange. Let's start off in Minneapolis or Minnesota, the way that segment did. And well, why don't we start off with something from our old pal Jeremy Messersmith. He came and played the Sunset Saloon once on his Supper Club tour. I'd love to have him back. I'm not sure what he's up to these days. Haven't heard much from him. Maybe we need to chat. Here's something from, oh boy, I love this album. The Reluctant Graveyard is the name of this record. Let's hear Violet on Steel Belted Radio.
Streaks of earth matted in her hair, beaten down, but she won't scare. Blinks her eyes, battered green and blue. Ignorance can leave an orphan bruise. So get up, get up, come on and get up, violent. Blade of grass in a raking fist sets a jar. No, she won't quit. She'll take the fight to streets and avenues. A little dirt can make a flower. I just cried. took the 17 uptown. From the back of the bus, you could hear the sound of the bombs explode and our fears implode into the night. Oh, Fiona, I had something to show you. Wanna walk you home, baby, maybe tonight. Oh, Fiona, I had something to show you, honey. Wanna walk you home, baby, maybe tonight. Baby, tonight. Outside the shops, everything had stopped like the end of time. The sun was going down too fast. I couldn't wait to leave Belfast on time. No one was going anywhere. Even the cops were scared out of their mind. Oh, Fiona, I had something to show you, honey. Wanna walk you home, baby, maybe tonight. Oh, Fiona, I had something to show you. Walk you home, baby, maybe tonight. Maybe tonight. Baby, maybe tonight.
Hi, this is Gary Loris from the Jayhawks, and you're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio, 101.5 UMFM.
at what's going down. Lit by an old woman, she never sell me a lie. It's hard to sing with someone who won't sing with you. Give all of my mercy, give all of my heart. Never thought that I'd miss you, that I miss you so much. You brought me through, you made me feel so blue. Why don't you stay behind? So blue, why don't you stop and look at what's going down?
Wow, the mighty, mighty Jayhawks there from Tomorrow the Green Grass. That's a lovely one called Blue. Before that, we heard Romantica featuring my old pal Ben Kyle, who played in my living room at one point. We should probably get him back here. I still got a box of his merch. He said he was going to come back and then he wouldn't have to bring it across the border again. That was a long time ago. Should probably call him. We heard Fiona from his band Romantica, from the great album America. And Jeremy Messersmith in there with a song called Violet from the album The Reluctant Graveyard. Let's send some Manitoba music down to our friends in Minnesota and play a few. Here's a band that I know owes a great deal to the fine state of Minnesota, or, well, an organization, a guy from Minnesota. Our old pals, the Waylon Jennies, owe a lot of their success to a show called Prairie Home Companion and a guy named Garrison Keeler. They toured with that program for a while, and it really kind of launched their career, or certainly solidified their career anyway, in the United States. And so we'll send some Waylon Jennies and thank the folks in Minnesota. Then after that, how about a couple of acts that you can actually catch here in Winnipeg tomorrow night? We'll tell you about that after we play them, but here's something from the Waylon Jennies on Steel Belted Radio.
And there's no
to your knees and closer to the reason. And there's no making cases, getting out, trading places. And there's no
through ceilings, sifts through
Lovely and talented Leaf Rapids there from their Steve Dawson produced record Lucky Stars. That features Steve Dawson sliding away on that guitar. That was lovely stuff, Agent of the Night there. And Jackson Haldane before that, performing live on Pledge-O-Rama. Thanks so much to Jackson for coming down, and thanks again to everybody who supported us. Before that, starting off that set, the Waylon Jennings, You Are Here from Bright Morning Stars. And you can actually catch Leaf Rapids and Jackson Haldane tomorrow night at the old High and Lonesome Club for what is going to be quite a solid night of music on Remembrance Day. It'll be started off by Jackson solo, then Leaf Rapids will come up and do a set, then you'll get to see Jackson playing alongside Gordy Ten Trees. And they are doing a few dates recording a live record together, Gordy and Jackson. So you know they're going to be on their best behavior and sounding good. So get on down there and check it out. And I have it on good authority, it'll start good and late. So you can come to see Tony Furtado at the Sunset Saloon first. This is an exciting opportunity to see a phenomenal musician and a great singer and a great songwriter in some joker's living room. It's just unbelievable. We'll play some stuff from Tony Furtado and encourage you to check out tellthebandtogohome.com and look up the info on that, because we'd love to have you. So Tony Furtado coming up. But first, how about something from Gordy Ten Trees from his latest? You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
There ain't nothing left for money. I fly through the wires, my electrons are running. I'm shaping and shifting from circuit to shadow. I see what you're dreaming, your soul is my window. And I can't use things you own. I don't want your flesh and bone, give me your soul.
Too far, fly away from me.
Tony Furtado there. A couple of tracks that could have fit in on our recent Telebandigo Home special number 666 with Count Backwards from 10. Maybe we should have played those tracks. We heard Devil's Dust from Tony Furtado from an album called Golden, and Give Me Your Soul from his latest full-length CD, The Bell. He's got a little instrumental EP out since then called Copper and Tin. We heard Firecracker off that. You can catch Tony Furtado in Winnipeg. Rare appearance Friday, tomorrow, at the Sunset Saloon. We'd love to have you join us. Please email me, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com, or you can check out tellthebandtogohome.com for all the details. Almost forgot, we played Jackson Haldin in there. We were talking about Gordy Ten Trees. We played Wheel Girl from his Less Is More record. Jackson Haldin playing with Gordy tomorrow at the Times Change, but tonight, big holiday tomorrow party with the D-Rangers. We'll play you something from the D-Rangers. But coming up Saturday night, it's the return of C.R. Avery. I'm a little bit scared. You know, I saw C.R. Avery a bunch of times, loved him, and then I saw that last weird, bizarre, painful thing that he did at the Times Change. So I'm a little scared to go back. But you should go Saturday, West End Culture Center. We'll play something new from C.R. Avery. And remember that C.R. has a bit of a potty mouth, although after the Burning Hell track we heard earlier, it's not so bad. So check it out. Here's C.R. playing Saturday, D-Rangers playing tonight. Steel Belted Radio.
Well, this big guy made a sexist remark to my girl in a roadside bar. He had a Charles Manson tattoo. He carried this blood-stained crowbar. Ooh, yeah, he was a little rough and tough. His outward demeanor was pretty grim. There was also his 12 biker buddies getting liquored up and laughing at the bar with him. But I still said, watch your fucking mouth, buddy. Even though he was twice the size of me. 'Cause I'm a white guy with a mullet that looks good in tight jeans and knows a little karate. Well, they all waited their turn as I did my famous back spiral kick. Hey, I don't enjoy kicking ass, baby. There's only one way to deal with a drunk, is being a dick. So one by one I cracked their heads together, and one by one them thugs hit the floor. And the last thing that that roadside bar heard was me making that foul-mouthed chopper engine roll. And if you listen close, you'll hear their violent swell. Hardships in my early childhood, they were living hell. But I overcame every obstacle, baby, for the glory. On a true story, my life, it is based on a true story. Listen here, well, I'm what you call a born swimmer, but my brother robbed me of my prime, 'cause he just wasn't tough enough to survive prison. So I was the big brother, I took the rap and I did the time. Well, they let me out 20 years later. Hell, by then I was 76. But I'd have push-ups in my cell and backstroke in the shower, and my abs, they were still built like brick. Now my brother's friends are the scum of the earth, but with good intentions. But I'll keep their character development brief, 'cause everybody knows that hookers look like supermodels and junkies still have all their teeth. I don't know how it'll happen, but I was a last-minute replacement of the Olympic swimming team. I was the only bald guy in the pool, but I had one last chance to live out my dream. Well, Russia was first and America dead last in the 100-meter final lap of the relay. But my brother in the stands, now drug-free, cheered me on as a one goal for U.S. of A. Hey! And if you listen close, you hear them violins swell. The hardships in my early childhood, they were living here. But I overcame every obstacle, baby, for the glory. 'Cause my life, it is based on a true story. My life, it is based on a true story. Filthy rich, and I'm good looking, and I like being a single guy. But I found the mansion party a little stuffy, so I wandered out to the pool beneath the moonlight, losing my tuxedo tie. Now from the darkness stepped the secretary. She's a little nerdy and nervous, and tripped, and all her papers went in the air. Well, that's when I knelt down to help, and that's when she took off her glasses and let down that long blonde hair. Ooh, well, it was Jill was her name. And it was love at first sight, but I couldn't eat or sleep when we were apart. All my city's thick of friends, they just cared about money. But see, Jill, she was a simple country girl at heart. Somehow I found myself engaged to my boss's law firm's only daughter. But when Jill found out, she jumped from a 7th floor window. It's okay, you damn right I caught her. And then we went back to the humble beginnings of that small town she was born and raised. There was lots of new country music in the air, and God-fearing folk that had Jesus' name praised. Well, since I turned my back on those city social lies, I lived a simple but happy life. I've raised 2 sons and many crops on that field, and Jill's been a patient and faithful wife. But now we're old and gray, we sit on the front porch, just wonder all the time when Morgan Freeman narrated my whole life story with a subtle but effective Texas accent. And if you listen close, you'll hear them violins swell. The hardships in my early childhood, they were living hell. But I overcame every obstacle, baby, for the glory. 'Cause my life, it is
the D-Rangers. They'll be having a hell of a lot of fun tonight at the Times Change, and New Year's Eve, I understand. Before that, C.R. Avery from his new record, we heard Hollywood Movie Blues playing Saturday. Thanks for being here, everybody. I do hope to see lots of you out at the Sunset Saloon tomorrow. Just get out and see some live music. It'll make you forget about how screwed up the world is, make you feel better about life. I'll be back on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the band to go home next Thursday, 6:30 to 8. Stay tuned. Venus Envy, Punks and Parkas, Ultrasonic Film, good stuff.